And a major relief operation is underway on the Samoan Islands after a tsunami generated by a huge undersea quake caused major destruction and loss of life. The death toll stands at more than 100, but officials said it was rising, with hundreds missing and some 20 Polynesian villages in Samoa destroyed. US President Barack Obama declared a major disaster in American Samoa and ordered federal aid to help the recovery. We spoke to the chief executive of Caritas Australia, Jack de Groot, about how the church is working to provide relief to those affected.
The church is a very strong part of life in Samoa and Tonga, and the Caritas structure within the Catholic Church and the Archdiocese of Apia in Samoa has been very active the last couple of days now since the tsunami and earthquake occurred. The director of Caritas Samoa is now on his second assessment down to the south and east coast of the island, where they've been visiting communities, making sure that those communities, families, children particularly, are moved to high ground. Families have lost all their belongings, their housing, so there isn't a reason to stay on the coast, and so to move them up to higher ground for interim shelter during the night. So that's been the first part. Today in Samoa, the Caritas has been working with the Red Cross and the National Disaster Management Organisation in the distribution of food, water and clothing. And just recently, speaking with the chairman of Caritas Samoa, Peter Bendelli, he said our trucks leave brimming with food, water and clothing and return full of people who've lost their homes, are sick and injured.